This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military released video of fighting in the Gaza Strip on Sunday of what it said were soldiers operating in recent days. Israeli strikes pounded Gaza City overnight and into Sunday as ground forces battled Hamas militants near the territory's largest hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel has said doctors, patients, and thousands of evacuees who have taken refuge around hospitals in North Gaza must leave so it can destroy what it says are Hamas command centers under and around them. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa, and another major one, El Quds, both said they were suspending operations on Sunday. At El Shifa, Palestinian officials says three premature babies had died and dozens more were at risk from lack of electricity. Israel's army spokesperson Daniel Hagari announced on Saturday that it was ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's largest hospital on Sunday.
The staff of the Shifa hospital has requested that tomorrow we will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital. We will provide the assistance needed.
But Palestinian officials say they had not been told how to get the babies to safety.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The European Union on Sunday condemned Hamas for using hospitals and civilians as human shields in Gaza, while also urging Israel to show maximum restraint to protect civilians from the war it is waging. Quote, the EU is gravely concerned about the deepening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said in a statement, adding the hostilities are impacting